Another issue brought up in planning this session, Harry, was the use of ESAs and G-CSF.
A lot of patients end up on ESAs and just stay on them, even though they're transfusion dependent. Usually what I do is I give at least 3 months, if not 6 months, of an ESA before I claim failure or success. If at the end of 3 to 6 months in there they're not responding, I'll add in lower, low-dose G-CSF, always making it clear when I make that recommendation that the doctor will have to go to their infusion nurses and make sure they understand that the G is not being given to keep the white count up. It's being synergistic with the EPO. I tend to recommend that mostly in patients with refractory anemia with ring sideroblast, where the response rate seems to be, at least in some studies, a little bit higher.
How do you do with the details? Like, do you just give one dose of GCF? Because that's always something that comes up. You give Neulasta.
I don't give Neulasta. I think that could cause a lot of discomfort in these patients who may still be able to make, you know, neutrophils, because it's mostly the anemia you're concerned about. So I usually give 0.2 of a cc of GCSF, you know.